This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Half-price Wing Tuesdays are now at B-Dubs. Any size order of traditional wings cost half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid at participating locations for a limited time.
Okay, it's Monday, and that means it's time to talk a little tech talk. We have somebody in the studio who knows a lot more about it than the rest of us, most of the rest of us. His name is Jose Hernandez. Here's how this works. He has a monologue. He comes in, he tells you the latest, greatest, what he thinks you need to know about what's out there on the market, what to watch out for, what to download, what not to download, what to avoid, and all that stuff. And then he'll answer your questions, things that are driving you insane. Why won't my phone blank? I'm shopping for a blank whatever, and I don't have any idea which one I should buy. That kind of stuff. You can call him and us, and we'll put you on your name on the screen. First come, first serve. From most cell phones, *KTRS. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Jose is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. The original $189 window. Would you please welcome Jose Hernandez?
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
How you doing, Jose?
I'm excellent, Frank.
I have a little something about something electronic, and I haven't bought anything. I don't have any issues. You guys, anything? No? Nothing bugging you?
No.
No, I saw on the news that they said that
Galaxy Note
Galaxy
7.
7, not allowed on airplanes.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that.
I did hear Outdoors Dan, who I never get to listen to. I was on the road, and I heard him yesterday. And a guy he had on mentioned an app for hunters. Remember how Londoff talks about duck hunting? You can shoot. It's a certain, like, half hour after sunrise and then up.
Oh, the hours, right.
There's an app, and this is horrible to do this because I don't remember the app, but you could look it up, that tells hunters, because depending on where you are, the laws could be slightly different. It could be you can shoot sunrise to sunset, or you can shoot half hour after. But then, when is official sunrise, sunset? Depends on what time zone you're in. There's an app. Your phone knows where you are, and if you're a hunter, it'll tell you exactly when you can and cannot shoot, depending on where you're standing, where you're hunting. And it's, I don't know the name of it. It's a hunting app. If you Google hunting app that tells you when the shooting hours are, you'll find it. And I wish I should have made note of it, but I'm not a hunter really, so why would I? That's all I had. And Jose, what do you have?
As Dan mentioned, the Transportation Department Saturday at noon Eastern Time banned Galaxy Note 7s from being carried on aircraft, packed and checked baggage, and also they banned it from being shipped as air cargo, so no UPS, no FedEx, no DHL.
Wow. So that means if somebody was at the airport ready to take a trip,
and you have a Note 7, they're at least going to take it from you, and likely they're going to fine you for having it. And a related note,
well, you should have gotten. Shouldn't you have done something with your Note 7 already?
I'll bet you hundreds of people ended up going, what?
Oh,
can't take this trip.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Because they're all, the originals and the replacements were both blowing up, right?
Blowing up's a strong word.
Not all of them.
There were 100 incidents of Galaxy Note 7s catching on fire.
Wow.
That's out of the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of phones that Samsung...
Then Samsung was sending replacements
that
to those
people. Catching on fire.
So now what is the bottom line now if you're a Note 7 owner?
You're done. Samsung is offering, or at least I heard was offering, a $100 gift card to just send them your phone. You call them and they give you a...
Well, they should have to buy you a new phone.
Well, they'll refund the money.
Okay, so you refund the money and a $100 gift card.
Right, and they send you a triple fireproof box to put it in.
Triple.
To ship it back. Yeah.
Whoa.
Three boxes.
Here's where I'm different from some people. If I own something, and I know that a million people own it,
yes,
and 100 of them had an issue,
yes.
Well, like a recall on a car, I don't care. I just don't worry about it, because the odds of my phone catching on fire.
Right.
It's like those hoverboards that caught fire, or a car recall, best example.
Right.
When I get a notice, I'll do it when I get around to it. It just doesn't bother me, especially when it's just a few out of millions.
Right. Well, I don't know that they've sold a million Note 7s, but they've sold tens, if not hundreds of thousands.
Right.
Samsung has killed the Galaxy Note 7 as of today. You can't buy them anymore. They're not going to make them anymore. It's expected that the recall is going to cost them over 2.5 million phones. When it's all said and done, is probably going to cost them about $5.3 billion.
They got it.
Is the problem the battery, or is it something
else? The problem is Samsung doesn't know what the problem is.
Oh.
Because they thought they fixed it, but they didn't fix it.
Right. They thought they had an issue with the battery and the fact that the batteries were subpar, so they ordered a different manufacturer to make batteries. And then those batteries also were exploding, so they don't know what it is. The problem is that Samsung could continue to try and find out what was wrong with it, but that could be, you know, several recalls or updates over the time, and the brand Samsung really can't afford that. You remember back in 2000 when Firestone had a tire issue?
Mm-hmm.
A big tire issue.
With
Ford, I believe.
Yeah.
Correct. And they didn't want to do, you know, they said, well, it's not this, try that, try this, try that. And it eventually ended up with a recall of the tires. But that brand name, you know, Firestone, took a huge marketing hit for having that recall late.
Yeah.
With the tires. Samsung can't afford that. They make all sorts of television, computers, consumer electronics. It was just easier for Samsung to just kill it and move on, as opposed to try and go down the road of repair or fix or do recalls or figure out what the problem was.
If I remember, that was a Ford Explorer issue.
I believe so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, that was a big deal. And Firestone recovered somehow.
Over 20 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't... The app that you were trying to think of is called Scout Look.
Scout Look.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Kind of like Outlook, but for...
Kind of like, yeah.
Verizon has launched unlimited high-speed data. Their CEO is fond of saying that you can't make money with high-speed data, unlimited data for video. Samsung has decided that they will give it to you in 30-minute increments. So if you have... Verizon will give it to you in 30-minute increments or an hour. It's $2 for 30 minutes or $3 for an hour. So if you are somewhere where you don't have Wi-Fi and you want to stream a video or you want to download a lot of music playlists, you can go into your phone, go into the data portion of it, turn on the additional high-speed data.
Okay, so it's capable of doing it a lot faster. Why don't we just let everybody have it as fast as we can? I mean, come on.
Because they'd like to make sure that they get their money from you.
I know.
Verizon is also going to use the data breach for Yahoo. Yahoo let loose over 500 million, half a billion user IDs and passwords and information were stolen from them. Verizon is either going to lower their $4.8 billion bid, or altogether they're going to just drop out of trying to buy Yahoo. And then last but not least, if you're thinking about buying a new computer, either a Mac or a Windows, Microsoft, hold off. Don't do it quite yet.
Okay.
Microsoft's going to hold a press conference on the 26th. They're going to introduce... a new all-in-one Surface desktop. The Surface Pros have been sort of the portable iPad equivalents. The Surface Pro desktop is going to be Microsoft's answer to iMac. Apple is also preparing to release new iMacs toward the end of October. So unless you absolutely have to go get a new PC, wait a little bit, because you probably are thinking about one for Christmas and holidays.
You're only talking about waiting a week or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, as the holidays come upon us, batteries. Batteries are good.
Goodness, you know what? Yes. We're going to start this now, folks. AA, AAA, Even D-cell, C-cell, there's still some kids' toys.
9-volt also.
No, 9-volt. That's the one people completely forget about. And you're whoever's home for Christmas, you guys have a 9-volt battery? And the kid's going crazy because he can't play with the batteries. And look, go online. And Amazon, you batteries are like a third the cost of what you pay in any store.
Because you will admit there's nothing worse than getting a gift.
Oh, no.
That requires a battery.
Forget gift. There's nothing worse than your garage door thing, transmitter, is dead. Yeah. And and you open it, and you don't have the 2025 disc silver battery that looks like a nickel.
2032s.
Oh, that's it. 2032. That's the most common. That's right. 2032. That is the most common disc battery. And you don't have one.
Okay, let me ask your opinion on this. You have EverReady, Duracell.
I don't think it makes a bit of difference.
And then you have, like, the Walgreens brand or something like that.
I'm sure Jose will agree. Not a bit of difference. Yeah. Lithium, I usually go for lithium.
Yeah.
Lasts a little longer.
Yeah, but it's different than Pennzoil versus motor oil. This is motor oil. All of it has to meet a minimum standard to be what it is.
And I'm not a rechargeable person. I'm not recharging AA batteries or AAA. I'll just get, because a rechargeable battery, it isn't, even when it's fully charged, correct me if I'm wrong, quite as powerful as the store-bought non-rechargeable.
Yeah, but it's way more green. It's better for the environment.
Yeah, I'm not a green person. Sorry. Batteries. We're gonna stay on this and keep reminding you. Nobody has ever said, we have too many batteries. And look at it, my house right now, I would say if you took all the batteries, there's a little battery called the A123. It's a short, fat, squatty little battery. Mm-hmm. They're using a lot of high-powered flashlights and cameras and stuff. Take that, AA, AAA, 9-volt, D-cell, C-cell. I probably have, at any time, average, 200 batteries at home. Because there are things that use 8 AAs.
Yes.
All right? How many remotes do people have? Just keep a lot of batteries. All right, we're going to the phones. Let's start with Marcia. And I'm not going to do the Marcia thing because I never watched the Brady Bunch, not even once, and you're probably sick of it. Marcia, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Marcia.
And you're correct. I hear that every day. Marcia.
I never watched a single episode, but I know what that is. And we said we wouldn't do it, and by saying that, we actually did it. What do you have for Jose?
Okay. A phone issue or a Bluetooth in my vehicle issue, but I have an iPhone. Ever since I've updated to the 10.2, whatever the latest update is.
10.0.2.
Yes. Okay, when I updated to that, normally when I get a call in my car and I answer it, it comes up, you know, I drive an Equinox, so it's on the screen.
Right.
And it comes up and I can answer it just fine through the steering wheel. Well, now when a call comes in, it looks like it's coming in. I can hear it ring. And when I answer it, I have to wait until the screen says transfer call.
Okay.
And then I have to click on transfer. Before, it never did that. But I can't transfer it back to the vehicle, but I never had to actually say transfer call.
Have you resynced the phone to your car since you upgraded to 10.0.2?
What he's saying is delete it from the car and start all over and then pair it all over again.
And then when you pair it, it should download your phone book into the car.
Okay.
Because that's how it knows the caller ID.
Now, I think that's a great idea.
It pulls
it. Caller ID thing is when you're trying to answer anybody's call when it's incoming.
Right.
It picks it up on the phone, shows it on the screen. I can't talk Bluetooth. I have to click on the screen, transfer call, and then it goes to the car.
And they never did that till you downloaded the new software.
Never did it before.
Yeah. Well, now they're going to have to do another software to fix that problem.
Before you get too far into this, I would try unpairing and repairing your phone to the car.
Yeah, you know how to do delete it. Just delete the phone and then start over as a brand new phone.
Right. Okay, I'll try it.
All right, Marcia, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for listening. This would be Scott. Scott, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hello, Scott.
AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
thanks for taking my call. We have an old Dell desktop, one of those, you know, antiques. But it has all kinds of good stuff on it, like old pictures and things and papers the kids wrote for school and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What's the simplest way? I want to throw the whole thing away, and I get it that I could drill holes in the hard drive and everything for security.
Yes.
But how could I easily, cheaply, or economically just get all that junk, and we could fish through it someday if we ever had the time, which we probably never will?
I'd head to one of the big box stores and pick up an external hard drive.
Okay.
I think a terabyte drive is going for less than $60.
And that, okay. And that's, you'd have to have a lot of pictures.
You have to have a lot of pictures.
For that not to hold them all.
It, it's a USB device that'll plug into one of your USB ports.
Yep.
Your computer okay. will recognize it as another drive letter.
Okay.
And then all you would do is in your C drive, you would copy all of the files and folders you want and just copy them over to that drive.
Motor. Okay. Oh, wonderful. And may I ask one more thing?
You may ask as many as you would like.
Okay. The other thing is...
Hang on a second. You know what? I have to check and see the rules.
Yes.
If you're allowed to ask... Hang on a minute. Second question.
Okay.
Hang on. If a caller has a question... Mm-hmm. Yes, you are allowed. Go ahead. You can ask a second
okay.
question.
With the aspects of security, I've wondered this for a long time. When do you think that they're going to move away from a social security number? It seems like it's so primitive nowadays with all the ID theft and everything. Are they developing a different system to track people through the course of their lives, benefits, employment, careers, etc.? Because, I mean, the Social Security system, those numbers were developed so long ago that they're laughable now.
My answer to that before he answers is that you won't have to worry about that in your lifetime. What do you think, Jose?
Yeah, I would think that at some point at birth, you will get assigned a version 6 IP number. Equivalent
yeah.
to
a no, chip in you. No, we're like people in some sci-fi
yeah.
movie.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what's going to happen.
Yeah.
No, he's right.
Yeah,
that will identify your phone. That'll identify your home lock.
And
your car lock.
You'll be chipped.
Yeah.
I believe babies will be chipped.
Yeah, it could get to that. I know that they are looking at a 10-digit Social Security number and the fact that they're going to add a check digit to it because you. Most people that have Social Security numbers, it isn't only just yours. That number belongs to you and potentially other people with different names.
Oh,
the same
okay.
Social Security
number? The same number, because you're always asked your number and name.
Hmm.
So I could see going to a 10-digit number, and I could see at some point in the future they're going to be assigning either an IP6 address or a MAC address or some form of telephone number and internet access code.
So that, you have, two things paired, not just
right.
one number.
Right.
The two have to match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all.
All right, Scott, thank you. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. You had the nerve to ask two questions.
Wow.
But I read the rules. You can do that. Mike, say hello to Jose.
Hey, Jose. AM and VM.
Thank you, Mike.
Hallelujah. What's going on, Mike?
Well, this is probably not actually in your area of expertise, although you're pretty good. But when we remodeled our home a couple of years ago, we bought all Samsung appliances.
Yes.
The dishwasher was so bad, we had to replace it. The range or stove, we've already had 4 service calls on. The microwave and the refrigerator are holding up okay.
Good.
But I'm just saying something about the brand name. Because we bought it because it was Samsung, which is supposedly a really gold-plated brand name. And obviously now, even with its phones, there's a problem.
What's your question for Jose?
There's no question, just a comment.
Okay. Well, I can tell you something. Samsung is a really good, dependable brand. I think you are one of those rare people that got not one, but two bad products. But overall, Jose, it's a really good line.
Yeah, the brand has lasted for several years. You're not going to continue to last if you're that horrible a brand. You know, people prefer Chrysler to Ford versus Chevrolet. that, you know, somebody buys a Ford on, it was built on a Wednesday before a holiday or on a Tuesday after a long weekend, and it's just a horrible vehicle. So
yeah, I think Mike just got really unlucky and got two bad products, and that's
so Mike
rare.
What are you going to replace them with?
Well, I replaced the dishwasher with a Bosch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a big name.
Yeah, you know, it works beautifully. The range so far we're covered by an extended warranty plan, but we'll probably go with Bosch.
Did you pass gas, Mike? Did you pass gas on the show? It sure sounded like it.
Somebody's voice sounds like gas in the bathroom. Yeah.
That's Mrs. in the background yelling.
Oh, she passed gas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
His wife.
Anyway, just a comment. Anyway. Samsung name has been golden for so long, and I get the phones blowing up, and I had the bad experience with the appliances, you know, in all fairness.
Okay.
You know, just let you ought to know.
All right, fair warning. Thank you, Mike. Not a question, just he's mad at Samsung. Mm-hmm. A couple of bad products. Let's get Ryan in here. Ryan, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose, AM and PM.
Ryan, you're not gonna have a wife in the room pass gas while you do this, are you? I mean,
no.
Okay.
Absolutely
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm the only one in the home.
All right, you can do it on your own. What do you got for Jose?
Jose, I heard you say don't buy a computer yet till the end of the month.
I would hold off, yes.
Right now, we have an older laptop. As a matter of fact, it's so old it has Windows Vista on it.
Yes.
I'm happy with it, but we're moving soon, and I know that we're going to need a new machine.
Okay.
Are the desktops nowadays a little bit smaller? They're not these monster boxes and whatnot.
You can get them smaller, certainly. The advantage of a laptop is you don't have to be physically any one location.
Were you talking specifically, though, about holding off on Mac, right?
No, PCs as well.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, Windows, Microsoft's going to release a new Surface Pro desktop. If you need a laptop, you're going to always need a laptop. Doesn't matter. But if you're okay with putting the desktop or the PC in a specific location, that's the only difference in them.
Yeah, I think so, because now you can do most things on your phone, you know, if you have to. So,
right.
And we really don't take the laptop out anymore, so.
No, I'm with you, man. I've got a laptop. I haven't opened it in probably 4 months because I started doing some things on my phone.
Right.
He's right. I don't need it.
All I use at home is my laptop, and I had Vista on mine, and it's an older laptop. I upgraded to Windows 10, and it works great.
Well, we were going to do that, but I don't know if this laptop would support Windows 10. I've done the tests. And,
right.
Yeah.
The machine's getting old enough to the point where, plus, I get Google Chrome now that will not support, it doesn't even support it anymore,
I think,
as of April, as a matter of fact.
Good news is you can get a lot more computer for a lot less money now.
Correct. If you're going to go with a desktop, you can get more horsepower for the same price.
Hmm. Right. Any quick recommendations on a decent desktop, smaller in stature?
I would have your price point in mind.
Okay.
How much you want to spend, and then you're going to look similar for laptops. You're going to look at CPU speed.
Mm-hmm.
CPU speed being equivalent, you're going to look at hard drive size. All right, CPU and hard drive being the same, you're going to look at RAM for the motherboard. And basically then price them from there.
There's the equivalent of the color cut clarity for diamonds. These are the three, yeah.
Yeah, there's two manufacturers of CPUs in the world. There's three or four manufacturers of hard drives. There's half a dozen manufacturers of RAM, so.
Okay, well, great. Well, thank you so much.
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you, Ryan. And, we're out of time. You know, I was going to say I'd like to get Ellen in here, but you hit the music.
Ella?
This is like when you're getting an award and they start playing you off the stage. Let's stop the music and get Ella in here. It's going to thrill her to death. Ella, you thought it was over, and I stopped the music just so you could say hi to Jose.
Hey, I really appreciate it.
Well, I knew you would.
It's going to be quick.
All right.
Jose, I'd like to know, right now I have AT&T. I'm really dissatisfied with them. Can you tell me, who do you use or who do you recommend the best phone and internet service, please?
The phone service, I use Verizon, and then I have another one for Straight Talk.
But
it's a pay-as-I-go.
Are you talking a landline or are you talking about a cell phone?
I'm talking about a cell phone and the computer.
The reason this is an impossible question to answer is he doesn't know where you are. What I mean by that is where I live, we used to have Verizon, and I couldn't get a signal at my house. And then AT&T, I get a great signal. So depending on where you are, Jose, is that not correct?
Yeah,
sometimes.
Internet-wise, what is AT&T doing to make you angry for your internet?
Well, here's the deal. I paid $365 for my phone. I paid it off.
Yes.
My bill should have went down $20, and it went up close to $100.
Okay.
I was paying $90, and then I got a new bill, says $166.
Have you called and chatted with them?
Yes, I called. I think this has been done up in the sky somewhere.
Right.
I don't believe a person typed that in. I think that's just the way they do.
Did you tell them you're changing the charter? Just tell them.
I said, you've got between now and that bill comes in the mail. And if it reads $166, that's it. I'm done with you.
Put the hammer down.
Yeah. So Charter is an alternative to your AT&T for your television. And if your they call themselves Spectrum now.
Yeah.
They were Charter, okay. and they had. Then they put the word Spectrum really small underneath Charter, and now the Charter name is really small, and Spectrum is really big. So they're trying to get you used to calling them Spectrum.
Okay, here's a real quick question. Yes. AT&T had to bring a wire out to our house. We live in the rural area.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had service of any kind. AT&T brought the wire to our driveway.
Okay.
Could Verizon hook into that?
It's possible. You'd have to talk to Verizon to make sure. But, yeah, it's possible.
And do you know, is LG specific AT&T?
No. LG makes phones.
Thank you so much. I'm AM in the PM.
Well,
you guys have a great night.
Thank you, Ella. All right, now we can hit the music. Glad we got Ella in here. If you didn't get your question answered and you'd like to email Jose, here he is with his email address.
TechQuestions@KTRS.com.
Give it up for Jose Hernandez, everybody.
Yeah, good day, everybody.
Jose. Brought to you by Window World, an extended version today. A lot of people calling. I want to get a few extra ones in. Brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. That's the truth in just 13 years in business. I'm doing the honors for Mr. Londoff today. I get a considerable amount of email about Johnny Londoff. And very rarely is it about something that didn't seem to go right. And what I like about the way he works is, and he said this when he's been on the air here, he's got over 100 people working there. Sometimes things happen. Sometimes a customer, maybe an employee there, had a really bad day, maybe a death in the family or something, and they were a little short or they didn't follow up. It happens. Not often. It happens. And when I do get the rare email like that, I call it to his attention. They look into it. They make it right. Unless you're the guy who emailed me over the weekend, and I deleted, sir, your email as soon as I read it. If you decide you want to email me and you want to fill it with profanity and just from an email give me the impression that you're a lunatic, I can't help you. If you want to be civil about it, I can. So to you, sir, that's why you won't be getting a response from me. That is not a way to write an email. And when you do that, you just immediately lose all credibility. 99% of the emails I get are from people who formerly hated buying a car. They don't hate it anymore because now they know there's a place to go where it's what it should be. It should be exciting. It should be fun. It's a big deal. It's a big expense. Even if it's a pre-owned car, to a lot of people, this is the biggest purchase they make next to a house. They know that. So they make the experience a pleasant one so that you'll come back and you'll send your family, your relatives, and your neighbors. That's why they've been around as long as they have. If you're in the market for a new car, a pre-owned car, here's the dealer. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. You know where they are. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Londoff.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Looks like they're still working with the accident on eastbound 5570 at 111. You're backed up all the way to Highway 64. You've got a new crash now on southbound 55 blocking the right lane at Potomac. Looks like you're backed up a little bit north of Arsenal. Northbound 55 at Rivas Barracks. Emergency vehicles blocking the right lane there. You've got another accident on westbound Highway 40 before Ballas. Looks like we're slow on westbound 40 from Kings Highway through McCausland, and then 170 out through this accident at Ballas. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Ectrogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Taking your child's temperature shouldn't be as stressful as fighting through traffic. With the Ectrogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, one gentle forehead scan is all it takes. Pick one up at Target or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Hello, everybody. It's Jim Hewitt. Don't forget to tune in Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. for Sports Sunday. My partner, Brendan Weese, has it all covered for you. He'll talk Mizzou football with Howard Richards. He'll discuss the NFL with Jim Thomas. He'll even give you some fantasy football tips. It's all on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Sports Sunday with Brendan Weese.
Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace. The next time a good storm comes up, she says,
"Let's build a fire."
Go out, bring in the wood, and accidentally track in mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
Oh, look at that.
Then mention you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood, but unlike real wood, you don't have to go outside and get it.
Sure.
While out at the wood pile, find that special log that's been sitting deep in the pile. Ah! You know, the one that has spiders in it. Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center.
Uh-huh.
And always put another log on the fire just before she's ready to call it a night. Tell her you'll have to wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Oh.
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off.
Wish we had gas logs.
And you can get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center.
I get it. I see your point.
Suburban Leisure Center. On Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. For the last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com. For the best windows at the best price, best customer service, windowworld.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 of its highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as on campus from wherever you are. Learn more by texting CLASS to 369-369.
My name is Jonathan. I live in Portland, Oregon, and my major is communications. ASU has helped me with my life goals and the fact that it's giving me a platform to stand upon and provided me a firm foundation. The degree program fit wonderfully with how and what I wanted to do with my life.
Find out for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Get started today. Text CLASS to 369-369. Again, that's CLASS to 369-369.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems,
bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock. PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
How would you like fresh chicken breasts or a veggie salad as part of your vending options at your business? Well, it's possible thanks to Dynamic Vending. It's a brand new concept here in St. Louis. They've been around 25 years and have revolutionized the vending machine business. Dynamic Vending, with their state-of-the-art kitchen, will deliver fresh food to your vending machine every single day. Don't believe me? Call them and find out for yourself. DynamicVending.com. It's too good to be true. DynamicVending.com.
Hey, it's Randy Naughton for the Diamond Family. Have you heard they're moving to their new superstore? This is the moving sale you don't want to miss. Save up to 60% store-wide on thousands of fine jewelry pieces. All of it must go. They are selling this location to the bare walls, and that means incredible savings for you. 40 to 70%. And make sure you join us on Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. as KTRS will be broadcasting live. It is the Diamond Family Moving Sale. See you there.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
My first encounter with a body shop happened when I had my first car wreck. I was 17. I was taking my little brother to school, and it was raining. There were no anti-lock brakes. If you put the brakes on, the wheels locked, and you slid into the person in front of you, which is what I did. And then I knocked that guy into the person in front of him. I'm 17. I've just torn up three cars. Not a good day, and it all happened within 100 feet of my house. I just pulled out of the driveway on the Highway 50 in Fairview Heights. The body shop was like Jim's Auto Body or something in Belleville. This was the car that was the closest thing to a new car for us. This was a new used car. We bought it from a school teacher because the school teacher bought it brand new. It was less than a year old and realized he couldn't make the payments. And you know why it was so expensive? It had factory air. Oh, we'd never had that. We had never had an air-conditioned car. My dad was so proud of this car, and then I have to come along at 17 and buckle the hood. We took it to this horrible body shop. The car was never right. It never drove right. It was always out of alignment. The hood didn't match the fender. I know my dad was sick over this, and I felt really bad. There was no Schaefer. If there had been a Schaefer, it would have played out a little differently. The car would have come back. My dad would have looked at it and said, why? It's like it never happened. It would have been perfect. Sadly, this was P.S., pre-Schaefer, the P.S. years. And now you don't have to worry about that. That's the last thing you have to worry about, is will it be done right? That's the only way they know how to work on a vehicle, is to do it perfectly so that it'll be like it never happened. So whether you're 17 or 71, you have a wreck every year. Hope not. Every 7 years, that's the average in this country, is to be in a body shop about every 7 years. I wish somebody hadn't already taken the slogan, you're in good hands with, because if they hadn't, I'd go, you're in good hands with Schaefer. Because you are, but I can't use that slogan. That's plagiarism, I believe. There are 10 locations. That's what happens when you're really good at what you do. You get lots of locations. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. You can find them all and phone numbers and all that stuff at SchaeferAutobody.com. Do we have a couple of minutes?
I believe so.
I'll take a couple of quick calls. We'll follow up and continue. We'll do a little more tomorrow. What do you do for a living, and how much money do you make? We're trying to give these kids who are in high school and their parents and grandparents or whatever an idea of what's out there to do for a living, because there are certain jobs people have. You don't even think about them, like plumber, the trades, or flight attendant, that guy who called earlier, 314-969-KTRS, or from most cell phones, star KTRS, or 888-550-KTRS. We just want to know, first name only, anonymous, you can make up a name if you want, what do you do for a living, and how much do you make a year? And if you're honest, most people are curious about what other people do and how much they make, which is just human nature. I mean, when I was a kid, I remember my parents would go, oh, yeah, somebody would move in. Well, they had a new Mercury. Well, that's because he's a supervisor at the pulp mill or at the water company or something. And then there's speculation and gossip about how much. Well, I remember when I was a kid, our doctor, they said, well, he makes $50,000 a year, which I got to tell you something, was huge. Nobody made 50 grand a year. Let's talk to Sam real quickly. Sam, how are you?
All right, AM in the PM.
Thank you, Sam. What do you do for a living?
I actually build retaining walls.
Wow, okay. They used to all be like railroad ties. Now it's stone and decorative stuff.
Yeah, we do manufactured stone, natural stone, and still ties very rarely, but right. Occasionally.
So you own the company or work for the company?
Yeah, I own the company. I did go to college. I was a civil engineer.
All right, what do you make doing this?
Around 200 grand a year.
There you go. See, another thing, if kids only listen to counselors, they just say, go to college, and then that's as far as they take it. Thank you. I appreciate the call, Sam.
Thank you.
I'm going to get Steve in here. Steve, what do you do for a living?
I'm a vending machine repairman.
I'm sorry? Washing machine repairman?
No, vending machine.
Oh, vending. There's a business that has changed a lot just because of the way these things are built. They're all electronic now and computer.
Yeah, you have to know how to work on computers to work on a vending machine.
How long have you done this?
30 years.
And what do you make?
I started out at $35,000 a year.
Yeah.
And depending on how good you are, you can make over 100 grand a year.
And benefits?
Health insurance, wow. Pension, the whole thing.
All right, another candidate. Oh, this is great. Thank you, Steve. This is great because these are not even things I even thought about that people did. I'm a nurse, you know, the usual, police officer. Can I do one more? We're not going to make it, are we? We'd have to have Bill go in the playhouse, and he's, you know, testy like that.
Right.
Let's make him go in the playhouse. Let's do one more here, and that's going to be, can he go? Do you know?
I don't know.
Ask him. Ask him real quick. Can he go in the playhouse? Just ask him. If he can go to the playhouse, then I can talk to Robert, and then we'll take a break. Hang on. This is, it'll be worth it if he can wait. Quickly, yes or no? Yes or no?
Well, now that all this time is taken, we can get him in.
He can. Well, good. He has to now. Let's go to Robert. Robert, real quickly, what do you do for a living?
Basically, I'm a carpenter, 35 years, not union right now. I was before, so I've never had enough time vested to get a pension. I make right about 40 a year.
You work for yourself?
No. I work full-time for a company.
Okay.
But like I said, it's not union, got no benefits. I could get insurance through them. They take it out of my check instead of paying for it like the union does.
Would your advice to a young person be to be a union carpenter?
Yes.
Okay, Robert, I appreciate it. Thank you.
And if you're good, go to work for yourself if you really want to. You can make good money.
All right, Robert. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
What do we learn? Who's the guy? The Mike Rowe.
Right.
Mike Rowe makes a great speech. Go online and watch it sometime about how we need tradespeople, and we always will. And I'm going to tell you something. You go to school a lot shorter time than you have to go for some of this other stuff, and you're studying only what you're going to be doing. So there's my speech. I'm sticking to it. American Equity Mortgage is the longest-running advertiser we have, 25 years. That would be so fantastic if every advertiser stayed 25 years. We'd never have to worry about getting new business. We always have to worry about that. American Equity Mortgage still doing what they did 25 years ago, only a lot more of it, and that is helping people get the houses that they want to live in, their dream homes, and then helping people who already are homeowners borrow money the smart way instead of the stupid way. And the stupid way is ridiculous interest. Credit card debt. That's ridiculous. When you use a credit card, you're taking out a loan. You're borrowing money. You're not paying for that. They are. You borrowed it. Now, you can pay them back at the end of the month, or you can pay them back over time. If you pay them over time, you're getting hosed. Big time. Those minimum payments are not set up for you. They're set up for them. Don't do that. Once or twice is okay, but if you're doing it every month, call American Equity Mortgage. Let them show you, if you're a homeowner, how you do not have to do that. It makes any financial advisor will tell you this is This is the only way to go, and it makes perfect sense. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
You know, people want to get into traffic reporting because they make about $400,000 a year.
Oh, my goodness, a traffic reporter. That's the most coveted job. Hard to get it. You got to know somebody. Man,
yeah.
You got to know. So, like if you knew Tim Wiley.
Oh, yeah. You'd
probably get it.
Tim, how's traffic look?
Why I'm working with all that cash on hand, I'll never know. Hey, they cleared the accident that was on eastbound 5570 at 111. Now, still look for slow traffic from Tudor out to about 203 before things open up. They also cleared the stall or accident that was on southbound 55 at Potomac. Now, that's clearing up. You still have heavy traffic on westbound 70, though, between Highway 170 out through Lindbergh and southbound 270 from a little bit south of Page down through Doherty Ferry. This report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is the top choice of doctors, nurses, and other health professionals nationwide. Now it can be your choice too. Get yours at Toys R Us, Babies R Us, and other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Next time on the Martin Kilcoyne Show.
He was the founder and creator of City Museum, and it's been more than 5 years since his death. The family still wanting answers. We'll talk with their attorney. Also, it's Ticked Off Tuesday. We'll open the phones and take your calls starting at 10.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Missouri fans, make Rib City a part of every Missouri Tiger game. Let owner Greg Mathis, daughter Jessie, and the Rib City gang enhance your game day experience with award-winning baby back and St. Louis-style ribs. Try that 20-ounce pork steak or the Rib City sandwiches. Celebrate a Tiger win with coconut cream, pecan, or key lime pie. It's out of this world. 314-965-RIBS for their superb takeout service. Rib City and Missouri Tiger football, a winning combo.
Accounting and financial salaries are on the rise. Get an in-depth salary forecast for accounting and finance roles in your area by visiting AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at PremierHeatingCooling.net.
Half-price Wing Tuesdays are now at B-Dubs. Any size order of traditional wings cost half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid at participating locations for a limited time.
Experts warn that your 401k is a ticking time bomb. How will you avoid what could be an avalanche of taxes, penalties, and fees? Find out on America's Wealth.